God's love and blessings be yours, our brother or sister in Christ. This reflection is based on the first reading from Wednesday, August 16th, from Deuteronomy 1 through 12. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, the headland of Pisgah, which faces Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land. Several times in the Bible, people go off somewhere to get a better look at things. Moses climbed Mount Nebo. Elijah climbed Mount Carmel. Zacchaeus climbed a fig tree. So why do people climb mountains? It isn't just because they are there, but because of what they see from there. They can see the world from a unique perspective. Everything looks different from above. Sometimes we see things we wouldn't otherwise see, like if we climb a ladder, we may notice our roof needs repairs. God uses the mountaintop to reveal so much of his will and truth. He is saying that our perspective determines our perception, or in other words, our standpoint determines what we see. Moses was rewarded by seeing the land God had set aside for the Jewish people, land Moses was not able to enter, but God gave him the ability to see it firsthand. Elijah climbed the mountain to determine when the storm was coming. Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus from a new perspective. And that climb gave him a glimpse that changed his life forever. Seeing Jesus from a loftier height is a life-changing perspective. The great thing about climbing a mountain or a tree in your personal life is that you get this awesome perspective. It can help you sort out things in your life, your relationships, evaluate past decisions. However, here is the important truth. You really can't do anything about it while you're up high in the tree or high on the mountain. You need to come down from that lofty perch and do the work. It is great to see Jesus from atop a tree to get a bird's eye view, but in order to follow Jesus, we have to come down, roll up our sleeves, and get busy. Going to church, reading the Bible, reading these reflections all help provide a good bird's eye view of Jesus and his teaching. But to follow him, you have to take these teachings with you to your home, place of work, and wherever else you go. You have to get down from the mountain and bring his message with you. Act on it. Live it. So enjoy the view, learn the lessons, but then come back down and get to work. Working hard to gain new perspectives and put them to use. Deb Ayers.